to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Episode 391.
Don't say it out loud, Cameron.
I just feel like if we look away, we're going to turn around again. It's going to jump on us.
Oh, no. All right. Here's the thing. Nobody's written in with ideas. And that puts it back on us. And then that makes us more angry at you, the listener. So think about the consequences of not writing in. Okay?
Or is this a way of saying they don't want us to do anything either?
Ah, oh, message received. No worries. I'm not doing anything.
It did make me feel a little bit better. Just recently, I went to some friends of mine work on the Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast podcast.
Oh, I love that.
And I just went to a live show they did for their 1,000th episode.
Oh, okay.
And I did pronounce that correctly.
Yeah.
You heard it wrong.
Yeah, I thought I did. I've got bad hearing. Yeah. You know I'm really sensitive about this. Don't bring it up on a podcast.
Which made me realize, like, oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, that's our ultimate end goal. Once we get there, the curse is broken. We don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But they're still going for some reason. I don't know.
What, are they doing it one a day, though? Like, are they
5 times a week.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, God. Well, maybe we could get it over quicker, though.
Which is funny because they were like, wow, can you believe 1,000? But they started in like mid-2020.
Yeah, I was going to be like, we've been doing it for longer. Okay. We've got the experience. Obviously not the audience. They had enough to do a live show.
And like they were very popular on the Triple J here in Australia for many years as well. So I feel like if you count all of that broadcasting, they're probably way ahead.
Which I don't.
No, obviously not.
Yeah. All right, Cambo, let's get into it. I don't want to think about how close we are to episode 400. This first one is by Substantial Egg, 1971. Am I the asshole for telling my mum she is dead to me if she mentors my bully? Sir, my 16 male, mum 40s. This is the second time I've read it. I just realized he said 40s.
Yeah, it doesn't
like roughly.
I also appreciate that they start with like an exasperated, so.
Yeah. That's a good point. Like, let me get into it. Okay. Mum, 40s, is a teacher at my school. Just like to begin with, I feel so sorry for these kids.
Yeah.
Nobody wants their mum or dad at their school.
Also, what chance is it that this mum is in her 40s? Because they're clearly guessing.
Yeah.
No 40s?
Yeah. Which means anywhere between 30 and 60. Okay, our school has a special elective you can take, which is being a teacher's aide during your elective period. It's mostly stuff like grading papers for them, making copies, mentoring, etc. It's pretty much always just the teacher's favorite student at the time. I found out at the beginning of the semester that my mum chose Dave, 17 male, to be her TA. Dave has made my life a living nightmare since middle school. He has bullied me mercilessly, both physically and emotionally, since sixth grade. I don't want to get into everything he's done to me, but everyone is fully aware of it, including the school and my parents. There have been countless meetings with school administration and suspensions on his end, but it never stopped him. Since we've been in high school, I haven't had to see him as much, which is a relief, but the times that I do are always terrible. When I found out that he was her new TA, I was obviously very hurt and confused. I asked her why she want to spend extra time with someone who made my life so terrible. She said that she had him in one of her classes and that he really isn't such a bad kid, but he has a really terrible home life that she can't tell me about that makes him act out. For the record, my mum has always had a soft spot for kids who come from bad homes. I reminded her of all the things he had done to me, and she said that she understands, but he really needs help right now. I told her I get that, but why does it have to be you? We have a huge school full of teachers and staff who can mentor him. Why does it have to be you? She told me to stop being selfish, and some kids have it harder than I can imagine, and she's just trying to help. I was honest with her and told her that if she continued to have him as her aide, she was dead to me. She was choosing him over me, and she would no longer be my mother.
I would no longer talk to her, and the minute I turned 18, I was moving out, and she would never hear from me again. She rolled her eyes and said I was being dramatic, but after a couple of days of ignoring her, I was grounded. It didn't change my mind, and my dad then tried to force me to talk to her. I still refused, so they pretty much took everything away from me, one by one, for the past few weeks. I no longer have my car, computer, guitar, and most recently my art supplies, and I have to come home from school and go straight to my room, and I'm not allowed to allowed out except dinner until I start talking to her again. They don't realize that this is just strengthening my resolve. I'm going to sit in this empty room every day silently until I'm 18, and they'll never see me again. My mum keeps coming in crying and begging me to talk to her, which makes me feel kind of bad, but she still won't remove Dave as her aid. Am I taking this too far? I just feel so betrayed.
There's an update, but I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. So before my serious answer, here's a little joke, Nelson.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Sounds like this Dave character, this bully, is trying to fuck his mum.
Oh!
The ultimate bully move.
The ultimate bully move. And he's just letting it happen. Yeah.
look, this is a little bit, I would say, complicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that I don't think that this this person, I don't think they've given their name, no, because they want to remain anonymous.
No.
Is being overdramatic in more than just being a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
Like it's blowing things out of proportion, perhaps.
Yes, yeah.
I went through a phase, and I want to know how much of this is hyperbole.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Being like, I understand where this mum's coming from. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. If she knows that this kid has a bad situation, it's actually quite like gracious of her to be like, even though you have caused my family pain, I will help you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really nice.
The idea that like he is a bully because of circumstance.
Yeah.
And this is almost going to
maybe
not help my son now because he's already gone through the trauma of bullying, but may help other people in future that this person will help this.
And instead of punishment, she offered help.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is nice. Then this person claims that they just started taking everything away from them bit by bit. And I was like, oh, okay. That's a weird way. Like right, that seems less like altruistic. But again, how much of that is hyperbole? Like, oh, they took everything away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Now I've only got my PlayStation. okay.
What I'm trying to say, I guess, is I feel like this is a more cut and dry situation viewed through the lens of someone quite emotional.
Yeah. Looking back at my 16-year-old self, I can't believe I survived because I feel like I was making lots of rash decisions. Everything was unfair in lots of different ways.
Yeah.
Now, let's not excuse the fact. Yeah, okay. Like bullying, it's actually really bad.
Like
really super serious, really bad. People have committed suicide from extreme cases of bullying.
Yeah.
And that's really, really bad. And so not to diminish that this kid has suffered in some way or another. But I think this is overreaction regardless because I think, and his mum has said it here, that he is being selfish because I think this kid needs to realize that it's not about him.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to admit that, you know, or like see through the lens of somebody else. But this kid has obviously got a pretty good life, I would say, just like reading between the lines.
Yeah.
And you know, he's got, like, just even the fact that he's mentioning all the things that got taken away from him. He's got his own car. He's got his own computer. His own guitar. His own outsides. Like, things that we take for granted when we're given them. Mm. Whereas
and she's probably giving them to Dave.
I'm going
to
get... It would be so funny if Dave is just going to rocks up to school in his car.
Dave's adjusted the seat all weird now.
No. But you know, I would suspect Dave probably doesn't have some of these luxuries.
Yeah.
The reaction from the parents is not great for the, like, I'm just going to take everything away. It's this, I feel like it's the, it's a knee-jerk reaction that probably isn't the right one. I think they were hoping, like, oh, just take, like, you know, he's grounded, just to let him know he's being unreasonable.
Yeah.
Try to get him to see the other side of things. But then when that didn't work, they were like, oh, we've just got to double down on this, I guess.
It's, like, first of all, I don't blame the person that wrote this. I literally don't think they can help themselves. They're being hormonal. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah,
it's not their fault that they're
yeah.
necessarily reacting like this. But do you think that they see at all any irony in that they're kind of bullying their yeah. mum?
not even in the slightest.
Like, you never see me again.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to, like, you know, really threatening.
Yeah, yeah. She's coming into the room crying and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck you, mum.
I'm never going to look at you. I'm never going to talk to you. You're, yeah.
The main reason, Kemba, the main reason I brought this up is not even just this post itself being a little bit, you know, controversial mm-hmm. in who's in the right here. Obviously, he's not the asshole, right?
No.
But I don't think necessarily the mum is the asshole either. Yeah. He's not right. It's like, well, I think they have other ones that it's like, no assholes here or everyone sucks here. It's like a everyone sucks here situation, I think. The main reason why I brought it up, and actually I should say Ellen, my partner, actually read this and then told me about it. And she had the same views of us that was like, you know, he's being kind of unreasonable. And you know what? But Ellen made this really good point that he is allowed, it's his choice, right, to cut off communication with his mum. Mm. So he is allowing the bully to ruin his relationship with his mum. But it's not the bully's decision. It's his decision to ruin his relationship with his mum. And, like, that's another thing that the bully will then take from him kind of thing. But totally on himself. Anyway, and so she was, like, thinking about this. And she scrolled through the comments. And she was trying to look for anyone that had the same opinion as us. And then I went on it. And I scrolled through, I reckon, thousands of comments, Cambo, and not one person has the same view of us. Everyone is like, whoa, you're being totally abused. You need to get out as soon as you can. If you need a place to stay now, I'm available. Just message me. Like, people super overreacting to this kid who is being maybe unjustly punished a little bit.
Yeah.
But in, like, extreme case, and I hate to say it, but I have said it before, I think this is another case of where the average age of Redditors that post are probably a little bit younger and maybe in that sort of age.
Said it again, folks.
Where they're probably, you know, I feel like as you get a little bit older, and not saying that younger kids can't feel this way, but you get a bit of perspective of the world around you and other people's point of views and things like that.
What you're saying is us older people are smarter and the youngins are all dum-dums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the young generation don't know
also,
anything.
Music was better when we were younger.
Yeah.
First of all.
That, well, number one.
And movies were better.
Yeah.
And it's not just that I was younger, they were objectively better.
Yeah, that's right. Do you guys have a Bug's Life? I don't think so. but it was mind-boggling to think that just so many people, like, yeah, granted, I can see how some people would side with him. We've said it's not like a cut and dry thing, you know, like there is some justification here. But for not one person, for thousands of comments to just say, hey, maybe there's like something from your mother's side to try and help this kid.
It's like maybe consider looking at it from both sides before rash action. You're right. There is an update. It's a long update, so it's not worth reading all of it. But, like, to your point, part of the update says, I think a lot of you have made some really good points. And if I'm really going to go this route, I need to come up with a plan of what I'm going to do and when I get out. I've considered the military, like some people suggested.
Insane.
But then remember, my school has a special trade program.
Yeah.
People are telling them to run away and join the army.
Yeah. And this guy, right? So it goes on to say, again, I won't read the rest of it,
But to say this person seems to be on track for college.
Yeah.
In America, presumably. And which is obviously like a big deal. I don't know in Australia. I didn't even finish school.
no hazing in college. So this guy will be all right.
Yeah, he'll be fine there. But now he's like, I'm so desperate to get out immediately. That I'm going to go to this trade school. Like, this dude is not just ruining his relationship with his mother, but he's prepared to ruin the rest of his life potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying that you ruin your life if you take up a trade.
Well, I was about to say, I don't know if it's the same in America, but I know people that have gone to university. Mm-hmm. I know people that went into trade.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, I should have gone into trade.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's
tell
true.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's not to say it's a bad thing, but it just appears as
altering
though this
the
is
trajectory a lot.
Yeah, this is a knee-jerk reaction to like, okay, rather than the thing I want to do potentially over here in the college world, I'm going to quickly pivot because my mum is tutoring my bully. Like, that is just a crazy thing. Anyway, I'm convinced this kid's going to ruin his life just because so many people have supported his views.
It's that thing time and time again where you realize, like, the internet can be so dangerous for advice.
Yeah.
You know, this kid went for advice and they're like, join the military, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Definitely. Like, yeah. And again, there's nothing wrong with joining the military, but as a knee-jerk reaction to get away from home when you're 16,
that's
a big thing to do.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me that, like, Reddit's really bad for this. It's like someone goes for advice for something and someone just has to interject with something not helpful.
Yeah.
I think I've told you this before one time. I was looking up when I brought the sound bar that we use.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to find out about it. So I looked up some reviews and there was a Reddit thread. Someone had posted in r/home cinema.
Right.
I said, hey, I'm thinking about getting this soundbar. I wanted to have all of these particular specs. I can't, my budget only really goes to this and I don't want a too complicated setup. What do people think? And every comment's like, you really should invest in a 5-speaker separate setup with a separated like hi-fi module. It's like, not helpful.
Yeah, not helpful at all.
They just wanted some advice about how this particular system works. Everyone is like, no.
You should buy a cinema.
Yeah, like,
it's got really good Dolby Atmos. Get that.
I think the person actually commented on their own thread being like, this was not helpful.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it's the same thing here. Like, no one has actually helped this person. Yeah.
Because nobody has to live with the consequences that they're suggesting to this kid. You should join the military. I mean, I never would, but you should do it. Anyway, I'm glad we spoke about that because to me that's totally crazy. Again,
I'm glad that I had a similar opinion. Because what if I was like, this kid needs to get out and join the armed services, I reckon.
I was pretty certain you were going to agree with me because
what makes this podcast so thrilling is that we have the same opinion.
Yeah. Well, the thing is though, based on numbers, probably a lot of our listeners are disagreeing with us.
Probably.
Because a lot of the
you're Australian
the comments,
and they're racist.
Yeah, you racist assholes. No, and I still think people, like, I don't want to diminish that of how serious I think bullying can be, but I think there's also something in this as well to say we actually don't know the extent of the bullying. Mm. Bullying is bad.
Yeah.
But this guy has just said, I was bullied physically and mentally. It was bad. There were suspensions.
Yeah.
There are still, like, limits on that as a, like, as a how somebody should react to bullying.
Yeah.
But
like, and again, can't say this clearly enough. Bullying can be really, really dangerous. And people have lost their lives because of bullying.
Yeah.
But the idea that you can try and actually understand and forgive a bully is really powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope that's what the mother in her 40s is, is trying to do.
Yeah.
That's at least the vibe I get from this.
Yeah.
That they're like, actually, you know, there is a reason they are the way they are and I want to help them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That idea that people grow up in different circumstances and have totally different views and they are sometimes the way they are because of something out of their control. And anyway, just
crazy post. Anyway, we should move on. It's like, yeah, Ask Reddit.
Ask Reddit.
This Ask Reddit is by Now Here Man. If you could put anything in front of your home to deter salesmen, religious groups, or annoying children, what would you put out so that they get the message before they knock?
See, you need a catch-all for all of them.
There's
like if it was salesmen, if you put up like heaps of religious stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But
religious
groups, they're like, oh my God, we're eating well tonight.
Or, no, wait, maybe that's like, oh, they've already been converted. Oh, no, but then there's different religions.
Yeah.
Have all the religions out. Do you reckon that? Okay. Sorry to cut you off because you were going on a point. But do you think that, let's say you're a Mormon door knocking?
Yeah.
Because do any other religions door knock? I don't think so.
No, I've had some Christians.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Just some Christians. You're a Mormon door knocking, and at the front, there's a big, like, I'm a Mormon, I love everything. But then also right next to it is you're like, I'm a Muslim, and I love all the Muslim stuff. And
I'm a Muslim and I love all the Muslim stuff.
Yeah.
Because they walk up and go, he seems to know what he's talking
about.
Yeah,
he knows the lingo. Do you think you would be deterred or like, do you like...
Deterred?
Deterred.
Not the point you were making. This is interesting. What if you had a sign that said, welcome to Turdlandia?
Oh.
And just lots of turds everywhere.
Turdlandia. Yeah.
But also, like not only is it Turdlandia, but, like, you have to pay a fee to get it.
Oh.
It's like, oh, I don't want to go to Turdlandia, and I'd have to pay.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad... here's the problem with Turdlandia, is that...
okay.
Is that...
Interesting, but go on.
I don't... I want to also put something out the front that doesn't...
affect you.
Affect me.
Yeah, you got the back door. Or the irony. That
which
was
is which the, is actually the,
to escape the turds,
yeah.
You go out the back door.
Out the back door, yeah. Which is coincidentally Flowersville. yeah.
And the good thing is you don't even need to pay to get like soil and manure for your plants.
Yeah, that's true. But you don't want to use too much because you just need some Turdlandia. I kind of like the idea of, is there a way to get people to pay for entry?
Yeah, that would be good. What?
Because I'll take a conversation with and that conversation being, no, I'm not interested. If they
for your $2.50.
Yeah, yeah. If they just like throw in $2 into a Yeah.
What if you organized every weekend for there to be a queue at your door?
Oh.
So they arrive and they're like, oh, God, this is going to take forever.
I actually quite like that idea. People are just queuing up.
So they get there and you're like, oh, I'm 10 people deep. Like, you know when you go to a barber or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's just a line out of the door. You're like, oh, Jesus, I really want a haircut? I can maybe not do a haircut this week, come back next week.
Yeah, yeah. I like the idea as well that when you get somebody at the end of the line that's, you know, a salesperson or whatever, one of the things that you cue is somebody eventually goes inside after like 10 minutes. But as they open their door, they go, oh, there's another queue in here.
We waited in a queue for a meal in Japan one time in a hot stairwell.
Oh, that sucked.
If we could make people do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm so surprised we ate
that day. That was the worst experience ever.
It was pretty bad. So if we could somehow replicate a hot... you couldn't sit down, really.
Okay.
You had to like sit on the ground, I guess, if you wanted to sit. We were there for over an hour.
So like, okay, we have a hallway that we've built.
Yeah.
Like from our front yard, from the path to our front door.
Yeah.
And it's a sauna of sorts. Oh, no, here's the problem.
then we'll get a bunch of Swedes in our family. You know? They're like, oh, free sauna. I don't know if I can deal with that. But otherwise,
and they'll be loving Flowersville down the back.
Oh, they would do.
Do you have any tulips? Oh, get out of here, you Swedes.
Chase them out with a broom.
I've got most of them, but the Swedes keep coming back.
That's a tricky one.
Also, I like the idea of at every point you do something small to make the experience more annoying. Pay to get in.
Mm-hmm.
You get in. There's a queue.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the front door and you ring it, and you press the front door bell, you put a speaker behind them.
Okay.
It sounds like a fart. And then you open the door and go, was that you?
Put him on the back foot straight away.
Just fart.
Get out of here. You disgusting animal. Turdsville's next door. Problem solved, I think.
Here's what you do.
Okay.
After all that,
mm-hmm.
they get through the front door
mm-hmm.
into a little entryway. There's another door.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the door closes behind them. You knock on that door, then they're answering the door to you.
Smart. Yeah, you have that little entryway.
Yeah.
Built so in the way that it looks like their doorway, their entryway. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, that's good.
But then, suddenly they're opening the door to you, and you're selling them.
That's good. And then you ask them
You have a second speaker on the inside of that door where it sounds like they fight again.
Oh, dude, twice? Come on. that's a good idea. What do salesmen hate more than anything? A competing salesman.
I just like the idea. You said,
vacuums? Oh, well, I'm selling mops. So,
I just like the idea of so quickly flipping their world to get them off balance.
Yeah.
If they're a good salesman, they'll still walk away with a sale.
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting there with a new vacuum, like fair play.
That
was quite a pitch.
This guy really nailed it. Yeah. They deserve the business. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's maybe there's some sort of trial that you just admittedly say, on your front door.
Yeah.
There's just a list of hey, salesperson / religious people, whoever, you have to go through these trials. And if you succeed through the trials, I will buy or subscribe to whatever you are selling. And then, and it's a sore scenario where they have to go in and cut off their hand first. It's the first. Step one, put your hand in this bucket. and I think from there, I want to, because I would at a certain point, it doesn't even have to be that extreme, but if somebody's willing to go through a lot of stuff, I'd be tempted just to buy whatever they're selling.
Even if you just had a small little hole
mm-hmm.
that you couldn't see in
mm-hmm.
and you have sounds coming from in there.
Yeah.
And you put your hand in there.
Oh, that's good.
Because nothing will happen to them.
Yeah,
If they're willing to risk that.
Yeah.
Just to get a sale.
Just a little bit of blood splatter on the one side of the hole too.
Yeah. Bit of set design.
Yeah. If you put your hand in this hole for...
I'll hear you pitch.
Yeah. That's good.
We could also... Okay. I think this is the cherry on top of this beautiful cake we've made. Just as you enter, you pay the fee or whatever, but you have to do a little iPad door sign-in thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to enter, you need to put your email address and you need to opt into communications from us.
That's good.
Because I would never do that.
That is true. There's a tick box, but you can't untick it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. you can't hit... continue until you've ticked that you're opting in communications.
No, I like the idea that they think it's just bugged. You have to put your email in and it's got the tick box pre-ticked and you're like, well, I'll just untick the marketing. And then they just stand there for 5 minutes just trying to get the exact right angle to untick the tick box. And in the end, you give up because you're like, well, I'm obviously not going to get marketing communication from this. All right, Cameron, we should move on to Today I Advise.
So now it's time for... Today I learned.
Today I learned. And also sometimes advice. This Today I Learned is by Friendly Stranger for You. Today I learned that Jerry Seinfeld turned down $5 million per episode, almost $10 million in today's money, to make a 10th season of Seinfeld.
Yeah, this I see this one come up every now and again.
Yeah.
And people are always pretty shocked at this.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of money to turn down.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at that point in his career,
yeah,
or even just now, he's just become a billionaire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It must not be motivating. You know what I mean? Like, I know for us,
yeah,
poor people, that seems insane.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's had 9 seasons.
Yeah.
The last couple of which he was getting $1 million an episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So $24 million a year. $24 million a year in the 90s.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
So let's say you have $100 million and you could maybe add another, I don't know, $40 million.
Yeah.
You're like,
no, here's the thing though, Camby. You idiot. This is a loophole you do with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
One, you change the 10th season into reality TV.
Yeah.
For one.
Some kind of comedians, I don't know.
Maybe they're in their cars.
What are they doing though? Well, they go to the coffee shop a lot in Seinfeld.
Yeah, so maybe eating donuts. yeah, okay. That's just step one.
Yeah.
You've beat the Kardashians, first of all.
Uh-huh.
But also, you do very little work. You say, the cameras just follow me around only when I'm feeling it. And also, this 10th season, it lasts for 500 episodes. There is...
Well,
you just find the loophole where they're like... And you sign the contract. They're like, oh my God, this is brilliant. Everybody's going to watch this. You sign the contract. They get like 10 episodes in and they're like, oh, this really sucks. But you've already signed the contract for 500 episodes.
It's funny that you say make it 500 episodes because what I'm also, I'm pretty sure of, I can't say with complete certainty, but if they were doing one last additional series tacked on extra pay, they have done this before in TV shows, but those seasons are always shorter.
Yeah,
because you're like, gee, we're eating a lot of cost here.
Yeah.
So really, he probably would have made a little bit more money.
Yeah.
But like, if you're going per episode, it probably would have been 12 instead of 24 kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's funny. It's so interesting. Man, I would love to know the numbers on something like that, right? Because the studio is like, we can absolutely spend $5 million per actor.
Mm.
Maybe Jerry gets more, but... We've done the cost benefit analysis, and we'll still make hundreds of millions from this final, you know, 10th season. Like, I think that's such a it really puts into perspective, I think, how much TV series are worth, how much they.
I also think that the thing about TV shows is what you really want in TV is one to not have a streaming show but be on network TV.
Mm.
And then you want to have enough episodes of network TV that you get into what's called syndication,
mm-hmm.
which means they play reruns and they sell the rights to streaming services and such because each time they do that, you get paid again.
Mm, yeah.
The big thing about the Writers Guild and the Actors Guild is streaming doesn't do that, but network TV does. So Seinfeld, network TV.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the rule of thumb is if you have 100 episodes, you'll probably be set and it'll go into syndication and you will just keep making money off it.
Right, right.
Seinfeld
probably already was
170.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon he had done the math to be like, look, if I don't make any more, just from syndication alone, by doing nothing, I'll make X amount per year, ongoing.
Yeah,
is it worth like I could make $40 million doing all this work, or like $20 million doing nothing?
Yeah, yeah. Is the syndication, is that just for? That's just for the actors, you're saying?
No, like writers, everyone.
Like everyone. What I mean is there a benefit for a show to be produced and not hit that? Where they're like, because then we still somehow benefit from like selling this on streaming services, but they haven't hit the syndication, so yeah, we can pay less people or something like that.
I don't know. I don't know enough about it exactly.
Right. Why not?
but yeah, I know for a fact that since it has ended, Seinfeld has made over $400 million just in syndication and selling of rights of the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's so that, like, I just said he'd become a billionaire. Half of that is just syndication.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sure he knew the maths in his head to be like, if I just actually don't do anything, I still come out really good.
Yeah.
I don't need the $5 million per episode to make money. I'm just going to make it.
What? We could have surely approached Jerry and been like, you don't need it, but, like, just give it to us then.
Yeah. What is the deal with airline food? We'll find out.
We'll find out for you.
Turns out they have very small kitchen areas and they need it to keep well and serve a lot of people. That's why it is the way it is.
Yeah.
The next question.
Anyway, give us $5 million.
You know what else? So the report came out when he crossed over into being a billionaire in, like, all the different things that he does and how he made his money.
Yeah.
A large chunk of it was Seinfeld. But you know what I'm always so interested in is what rich people do with their money,
and what they, like, invest in, outside what of businesses the entertainment industry. They own. Yeah,
because he owns an apartment block in New York.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's so interesting. He's just like a landlord.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine putting in, like, a maintenance request?
Yeah,
and Jerry Seinfeld pops around with a new shower head, being like, "Oh, I gotta fit this for you."
Yeah, that's right.
And I always thought it was really interesting. Frankie Muniz, who is Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle, he spoke about when he retired from acting after Malcolm in the Middle had all this money. His business manager in him invested in parking lots in LA.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
And he just made a bunch of money investing in parking. And he sold them more now. But it's like, that's really interesting. Like, just good business managers, obviously.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's interesting.
And then Ryan Reynolds is another one. He owns a telecommunication company. He owns a gin company. He owns a football team. Like, it's weird stuff.
It's funny because I started watching Welcome to Wrexham. Mm. And in the first thing, is that him?
Wait. Rob McElhenney.
Rob McElhenney. Who's Joel somebody?
Joel McHale from Community.
Anyway, I don't know where I'm getting my wires crossed. He's like, I needed somebody that was an actor and a superhero actor. And then he's like, and then he just lists all these different companies that Ryan, like, you know, has. But,
and honestly, I just think, look, Ryan's obviously a pretty smart guy, but just must have, like, an incredible business manager.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, Ryan, looked into this for you.
Yeah.
You will make X amount and then chuck your face on it.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a story about Shaq, actually, when he very first started to earn a lot of money, and he started basically pissing it all away, like, ridiculously so.
Yeah.
And I think somebody, like, pulled him aside, whether it was his agent or whatever, and was like, you will run out of money and be this kind of pathetic person after you retire from basketball. Like,
MC Hammer famously pissed away all his money.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you need to start investing. And now Shaq, who owns, it's the same sort of thing, owns, I think, a ton of businesses, invests a lot of money. Like,
and it's such a ballsy move to tell Shaq to settle down, because you were so prone to a Shaq attack.
Oh, my God.
He was famous for the Shaq attack.
Yeah, yeah. No, that guy did get Shaq attacked. But then later that night, lying in bed, he was like, oh, maybe he's right. Shouldn't have Shaq attacked him.
I shouldn't have patched up all those wounds with money either.
Yeah. All right, Camber, let's move on to shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is by Rad Biscuit. I'm only going to do one, Kembe.
Yeah, we're running a bit.
All right. Manslaughter sounds way worse than murder.
Is it just the word slaughter?
It's the word slaughter.
Or is it
it's
happening to men, Nelson? I don't know if you know it's about our current era, but since we're two men on a podcast, I've got opinions about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't say anything anymore.
I hate that we're so oppressed.
No, it is a much more brutal sounding word, isn't it?
Yeah, manslaughter. I saw somebody say, and I don't know if this is an actual term, but they, instead of saying manslaughter, they said, like, incidental homicide.
Yeah, right, okay.
And I was like, that sounds like the wrong thing.
I call it a whoopsie kill.
Oh, just a whoopsie kill. Yeah.
You've been charged with 2 counts of whoopsie kill.
Oh, no, not again. because homicide just definitely seems like that there is an intent there.
Yeah, and so even if you're saying a non-intentful murder,
to me that doesn't make sense. Because I'm thinking about people that's, you know, just like slightly negligent in some way.
It to me, the word manslaughter, this is going to sound so specific, but it sounds like something like an orc from Lord of the Rings would say.
Oh.
Because you know how they're like, there's points where they're like, we smell man flesh.
Oh, yes.
It's like, what happened there? We did manslaughter.
We did manslaughter.
Look at all this manslaughter on the ground.
Yeah.
We were victorious with the manslaughter.
Yeah, that's good. What if you, this is how you get away with murder, Kemba. You tell people that you manslaughtered somebody and you really have to, it's more brutal, isn't it, a slaughter?
Yeah.
So you kill somebody, but you keep referring to it as manslaughtering.
And because you're speaking orc.
You're speaking orc. You're saying, no, I slaughtered. This was manslaughter. And then when it goes to trial, you just get a little manslaughter. It's way better than murder.
Yeah.
So there's a little loophole for you.
Call all your keys. What I'm saying is call all your premeditated murders.
Yeah.
Call them manslaughter.
Call them manslaughters. Yeah. You can only slaughter men, though.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem with some guys, I think. all right, Kim, let's move into podnapping.
Ah! Oh my god, I'm being podnapped!
Podnapping.
This is podnapping, where we nap a pod, we take a topic of conversation or a segment from another thing, and we do it ourselves.
Genuinely, whose week is it?
I think it's your week, but yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I think it's my week as well. I've got one, I just didn't know what
I've got one too, but...
okay.
I think, I don't know.
What's my week, Nelson? We both knew that.
Yeah, we know this.
And if it's not my week, I'm going to be so annoyed.
I'm not.
Anyway, I have invented a small game late last night when I realized we were recording today.
Okay, smart.
In this game, it's to do with the enormity that has become the MCU.
Okay.
Which is a franchise I think you and I have both kind of like waned on our interest in over years, right?
Yeah.
Used to love it. Now we're both like, what's happening anymore?
After a game is like, yeah, what am I doing now? Yeah.
But it just made me think that it's so big now that it's so hard to see everything. It's also so hard to keep track of everything.
Yeah.
So this game is about actors. And it's called Are They Already in the MCU?
Oh.
Because sometimes an actor will come on and has come up and people are like, oh, that would be great in the MCU. And someone goes, actually, they're in it.
They are.
They're already in it.
Matt Damon was in Thor.
Exactly. So I've got a list of actors here. And you just need to tell me, are they already in the MCU?
Okay. Double points if I get the role they're in.
Double points.
I won't get it.
Okay.
Why did I do that?
Question one, Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, he'd be great in the MCU. Liam Hemsworth. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm being challenged so much already.
Now we know for a fact, we're pretty sure Chris Hemsworth is in the MCU.
Pretty sure.
But has Liam Hemsworth ever appeared?
I'm gonna say no.
Correct.
He has never appeared. Oh, that's close.
What about star of The Queen's Gambit, Anya Taylor-Joy?
For some reason I feel like she is, but I can't remember why. Or what? Why did I think that?
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes.
This is a trick, Nelson.
Oh.
She is not in the MCU.
Oh.
But she was in a really weird X-Men movie that they kind of like just shuffled out at the last minute.
Okay.
So there is reason for you to have been tricked.
Right, by. Yeah. There was something ringing bells in there.
All right, I've gone for another young, up-and-coming actress.
Okay.
Star of Wednesday, Jenna Ortega.
Do you know what? just side note, I actually really enjoyed Wednesday. Even though I feel like it was meant to be kind of like a
I feel like it was quite well received generally.
Movie. Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't feel like I was meant to be demographic watching. Right, okay. But I quite enjoyed it anyway.
Did you look at that woman and go, I remember her from this MCU movie?
Yes. I do know she... This is a dumb thing to say, but she looks quite different from how she looks in Wednesday, right? Like,
I mean, not totally.
Wednesday has
I would
like
say
a
you're
very
still recognizable. Okay, okay. I mean, they made her a bit more pale, I guess.
Yes.
She is.
Yeah, I knew it.
She is the president's daughter in Iron Man 3.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's obviously what I knew her from.
Yeah. Speaking of TV stars, what about the IT crowd's Chris O'Dowd?
You know what? I feel like you might be... Could we maybe trick me here? I could see him doing a voice.
Ah. Yeah, so you're going to say, yes, he was a voice.
Yes.
He's not a voice.
Oh.
But he is in Thor 2.
Uh-huh.
He goes on a date with Natalie Portman in Thor 2.
Oh my God, does he really? Oh,
one scene.
I do not remember that at all.
He also does not remember it. There's an interview and someone brought up Thor.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean Thor? He's like, you're in Thor. He's like, what? And then they're like, do you think your character survived the snap? And he's like, what's that? And they had to explain the snap to him. And he was like, yeah.
I've got nothing more to say. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Speaking of TV stars, what about one of your favorites at the moment, star of Modern Family, Ty Burrell? Phil from Modern Family.
Yeah, okay.
Is he in the MCU?
By the way, I still want to say, I'm still getting through that. It's still a delight. I pissed myself laughing just the other day at the joke. Anyway, is he in the MCU? You know what? You're trying to trick me, Cambo. He's in the DCU.
Incorrect.
Damn it. Nah, he is in the MCU.
Correct.
Yeah!
He's in the Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton.
Oh, what? Okay.
He's like the boyfriend of his old girlfriend in that.
Really?
Yeah. You know how they're always like, oh, this is my new boyfriend now. He's like, oh, it's Ty Burrell.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Luke Hemsworth.
Oh, no. I'm still going to say no.
He is.
What? No.
He is in the scene with Matt Damon.
Oh, is he really?
He plays Thor in the play that they're putting on.
Oh, well, I was only looking at Matt Damon. That's the problem.
What about, I like the idea of TV stars. From The Big Bang Theory, Jim Parsons, who plays Sheldon.
Oh, really?
Has he ever appeared in the MCU?
God damn it. I hate that I don't know this, but also, like, it could be really, I could be convinced that he was in it. I'm going to say no.
No, he's not.
Ah, right. Phew.
What about a mutual crush of ours?
Here's what I want to ask though.
Yeah.
Has he been asked? Do you reckon?
Nah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I feel like there's a producer somewhere that was like, get Jim Parsons.
I know Jim. You can get Jim Parsons if you want.
Yeah.
Nah, he's got Big Bang Theory money. He doesn't need it.
That's true. No, isn't he? Surely he's trying to get away from that role as quickly as possible.
Of Sheldon. Yeah. Though I think he's a producer on Young Sheldon, but like, why wouldn't you be?
For the money.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have Big Bang money. He does.
No,
I don't know. It's so confusing.
Definitely does. I think he was the highest paid actor.
You know what? If I was him and I wanted to get away from Sheldon, I'd do porn. I'd let everybody know, hey, here's my porn.
All right, should we check his net worth? I think so.
I don't want to. It's going to be depressing.
Around $230 million.
That's nothing.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
Mutual crush of ours, star of Doctor Who, Jenna Coleman. Has she been in the MCU?
I reckon she has, actually. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to sound like an idiot by saying yes, because I thought that maybe there was a time where I was watching something and I was like,
Jenna Coleman.
I'm going to say yes.
She has.
Yeah.
She goes on a date with Captain America in the first Captain America movie.
I bet you that's when I was like.
They go like the World's Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like another girl and then her friend is Jenna Coleman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about her mother, Olivia Coleman?
Oh.
I don't actually think they're related.
Oh, okay. I was thinking for a second. I was like, wait, did I not know that? Really? Because I know Olivia Colman is older, but I feel like the age difference probably isn't.
No, probably not wide enough.
Yeah. Wait, yes. Yes? Yes.
What do you think she was in?
Out of interest. Like she was... Oh, no, because you're saying this like I'm totally wrong.
I could be tricking you.
I was going to say, I thought she was in some sort of like authoritarian role... In like maybe in Loki or something. Not Loki, I don't think, but
I gotta give it to you, Nelson.
Yeah.
She is in the MCU.
Yeah.
But she's in a TV show that neither of us have watched. Secret Invasion.
No, I have watched that.
Oh, you have.
That's
yeah.
where I've
and
seen
she
it.
She is like in a
I yeah, know, authoritarian. Yeah, see, I watched it. I don't think I finished it, actually. Yeah. yes. No, but I did
yeah,
I did know
yeah,
she's
I haven't watched it. What about Star of the Bear, Jeremy Allen White?
My instinct is to say no, but he probably would have done it before the bear, you know, because where he got his fame. Yeah. So if he was doing it before.
I mean, we just talked about Jenna Ortega. She was like 11 when she was in
Iron Man 3. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to say no.
No, he's not correct.
Yeah.
What about his co-star, cousin? Richie.
Okay.
Eben Moss-Bachra. Is he in the MCU?
What would he be in if he was in it? He'd be in a Spider-Man, so yes.
Like how definitively like he would be in Spider-Man.
Yeah, New York.
Now you might be thinking, Camber, you fool, you've jumped the gun. He was just cast in Fantastic Four as the Thing.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
He's not currently in the MCU.
Yeah.
You fool. To which I say, nothing. He was already in the MCU anyway.
I knew this. Can't believe he was in Spider-Man.
He was in The Punisher.
Oh.
He was like The Punisher's man in the chair microchip.
Yeah, right. I vaguely remember that.
It's one of those ones where like you look back, you're like, huh.
Yeah. I don't consider...
Eben Moss-Bachra has had such a long career,
yeah.
But he's in so much more stuff than you remember him being in.
Yeah.
Which is funny because he's pretty distinctive looking, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go back and how did I not know that was him?
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Okay.
Last one.
Mm-hmm.
One Direction star Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a little bit of acting? Yeah. Don't Worry, Darling and the like?
Yep.
Done more, I'll be honest, done more singing.
Are you trying to trick me again, Kimber?
Don't know. I mean, I do know, actually. I have the answer.
Oh. It would be weird if you...
I genuinely, I don't know.
He could be. I'm going to say he is in. I'm going to... Because it's the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's trying to trick me again. I'm going to say, yes, he was in the DCU again. That's my guess.
You fool. Absolute fool.
Oh.
He is in the MCU.
Is he also in the DCU though? Check that out.
I don't think so.
You don't think so. So
I'm being polite. He's not.
Yeah.
He turns up in a post-credit scene in the movie Eternals.
Oh, what? Lame. Do you reckon they're doing? Are they doing another Eternals?
I wouldn't think so.
I actually quite liked the Eternals.
It didn't do well, though. I wouldn't think they're going to address back of that.
Neither did Shawshank Redemption, Cambo.
That's why there's no Shawshank Redemption 2.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. All right, Cambo. I thought you might give me Ashley Jensen. That's the only one that I know that's like really obscure.
Mm.
But
is she in the MCU?
Yeah.
Technically, yeah. Isn't her scene deleted?
No, because she's still in the credits.
Yeah, that's right. She's like one line where she's like, I knew he'd come back. You're like, what?
And you're like, who are you? Why is this relevant? And then you realize, oh, it was a deleted scene.
Okay. And it's like, you just couldn't edit it out of the montage.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, I think we should end it there. Probs. But as a side note, if you'd like to write into us, you can do so. Reddit podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T podcast at gmail.com. You can also reach us at our subreddit or our Discord. There are subreddit.
Yeah.
I know not many people go there because really it's just people cross-posting stuff it's just for my benefit, which is really awesome. But Hazza, a.k.a. Hallie, posted pictures of her spice rack that we were very impressed with that was in the back of a photo. And they were custom-made, Cambo, by Chris, her partner.
Wow.
And they look awesome. So
look, normally we give Chris a hard time.
Yeah.
And today is no exception.
Yeah.
Chris,
yeah, yeah.
What are you doing? Get a job.
Where are ours?
Get a job, mate. What are you doing making I want custom spice?
Nah, Chris, you're all right.
That's fucking anyway. Anyway, go on to our subreddit and look at a person's spice rack.
Spice rack. That looks really good. It's on hinges, Cambo.
That's crazy.
What? Wild. Anyway, that's it. So thanks for listening, and we will read you later.